This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Robert Baksha, last name B-A-K-S-A, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Place was the Pines of Burton, Memory Care North. Date was May 9, 2020. Two period. Repair chief complaint, Mr. Baksha was seen regarding hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypothyroidism, etc. Period. New paragraph history. Mr. Baksha himself felt fairly well, period. He does have a Foley catheter in place due to urinary retention, and that seems stable, period. His blood pressure is currently controlled and there's no headaches or chest pain, period. His gastroesophageal reflux disease is stable and he denies heartburn, period. He denies any hypo or hyperthyroid symptoms, period. He does feel a bit weak, period. Review of systems is negative for headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain. In paragraph examination, he's not acutely ill or distressed. Temperature 98.8, pulse 73. Blood pressure 113 over 57, and oxygen saturation is 97.8. Head and neck was unremarkable. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, one is two, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen not tender. He has a Foley in place. In paragraph assessment and plan, one. Mr. Baksha has essential hypertension controlled with lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, period. Two, he has hypothyroidism stable with levothyroxine 75 micrograms daily, period. Three, he has urinary retention and has a Foley in place, and I will continue tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams twice a day, period. Five, he has dementia with delusions and mood disorder, and I will continue olanzapine 5 milligrams twice a day, period. He also has a dose available if needed, period. He does have history of psychosis, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.